Well, it's a question almost all of us face, often a couple of times a week these days. Should you give money to a homeless person in the street? The responses to that are as varied as the faces of the homeless themselves. But a common thought is not to give cash because they'll only use it to buy booze. Now, Ross Fitzgerald, AM, author and recovering alcoholic, do you give money to beggars?
Yes, I do. I especially give money to beggars that I sense are alcoholics and addicts.
Why?
Well, because especially with alcoholism, if they don't get enough alcohol, they'll go into the delirium tremens and die.
Explain, mate.
Well, withdrawal from alcohol is more dangerous than withdrawal from heroin.
Yeah, go on.
It's about as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than withdrawal from barbiturates. So what I usually do when I give money to people I think are alcoholics or addicts, I say, and if ever you want to stop drinking, like I live in Redfern now, the closest AA meeting is in Keppos Street, Redfern, on a Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Well, we'll come to that in a minute, but you've been at rock bottom. You've been an alcoholic at 24. How did it come to that, mate?
Well, I was really in trouble with alcohol from the first moment I drank at 14. There's a big genetic predisposition, and I'm a Celt. My father, who played for Collingwood, never drank a teaspoonful in his entire life because his father died of alcoholism. And my dad, although he never read a book, he knew that if he started to drink, or indeed if me, his only living child, started to drink, he and I'd end up in terrible trouble. So I don't regret finding alcohol, Bill. If I hadn't have found alcohol at 14, I probably would have suicided at 17 because I felt so terrible about myself. But alcoholism is a progressive illness, and if I hadn't have got released from alcohol at the age of 24, I wouldn't have made 25. So I haven't had a drink or other drugs since Australia Day 1970.
Mate, if you got some money back then, would you have spent it on booze?
Of course. Booze or tablets. My method of forging prescriptions in America was, say, to get a prescription for 50 Secanol and take a nought. I was taking something like 20 or 30 barbiturates a day, as well as drinking all the time. And it had a reverse effect, what's called an abreaction. So instead of slowing me down, all those barbs sped me up. So I was very damaged.
So you must have been taking all that stuff to make you feel better. Did it make you feel better, Ross?
What it did was to hold down the pain of being myself for a while. But eventually I reached a situation in Cleveland, Ohio, when it didn't matter how much I drank or how many tablets I took, it didn't work anymore. It didn't have that anaesthetising effect.
So if I walked past you in Cleveland, Ohio back then, should I have given you the cash, Ross?
Well, it's really, in my case, it wouldn't have made much difference because I wasn't homeless. I slept out for a while. Indeed, at my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, the first thing I got given was an overcoat, an Astrakhan coat, because I'd lived in America for 2 winters without a coat. So it's no wonder I've got arthritis of the spine. I mean, I knocked off a car when I was 19 and drove it off a bridge. So I wasn't in very good condition.
Now, I'm talking with Ross Fitzgerald, AM. Ross, you often say the alcoholic is the last to know. How so?
Well, because it's a disease of denial. It's a very complicated illness. I mean, in my case, at one level, I knew I was an alcoholic because I kept getting hospitalised for alcoholism and drug addiction. Although in my case, I never shot up. I'm glad that I was needle phobic because most of my friends at that time are dead. But it is an illness, alcoholism.
Ross, you mentioned AA before. Why does that work, mate?
Well, one of the many reasons it works is instead of being moralised to and told to pick up your socks, what happens in Alcoholics Anonymous is we talk about what we used to be like, what happened and what we're like now. I thought that what I did, the terrible things that I did, were unique to me. But when I went to AA, I found out that all sorts of people had experienced similar things to me. So it's a very powerful agency of recovery. I often say to people, well, AA is by far the most successful agency. in the helping alcoholics to stop drinking and addicts to stop using. So why not avail yourself of the best?
So do you think it's moralistic to say it's in the beggar's best interest not to give them money?
I think what is moralistic is to say to alcoholics and addicts, pull up your socks.
But what I'm really hearing you saying, Ross, in all the ways, is being moralistic doesn't really help at all.
It doesn't help a bit. And alcoholics are not bad people who need to get good. We are very sick people who can recover a day at a time if we learn to totally abstain from alcohol. But it's a very difficult business for an alcoholic man or woman to stop drinking and stop taking drugs and to stay stopped and not to otherwise harm ourselves or knock ourselves off. See, in terms of its social impact, I know this is a controversial statement, but I think that alcohol is by far the most damaging social drug in terms of the whole population. Of course, ice addiction is absolutely terrible. And in individual cases, and it's terribly damaging. But in a country like Australia, alcohol is by far the most dangerous drug.
God bless you, mate. God bless you. And thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Well, it's lovely to talk again with you, Bill.